God's True Nature by Sandra McCollum. I did my first two radio interviews the other day, and one of the questions I was asked was how I see myself today when I look in the mirror now that I have a better understanding of God's love and grace towards me. I quickly responded, I see myself as God's daughter. I am like a little kid in knowing God's love for me now. I get up so excited every morning since coming into this understanding 3 years and 50 days ago. But who's counting? I used to get up enthusiastic about trying to conquer my list and be a perfect Christian every day so I could feel worth more. But most days, that method of gaining worth and value left me feeling like a failure because rarely did I ever accomplish my goals. I no longer need to conquer my list or behave perfectly to feel more valuable. I'm not waiting to arrive at some certain place of satisfaction. I have already arrived because all my satisfaction, worth, and value is wrapped up in my relationship with God. Knowing Him is my prize, nothing else. There's no more fear now, no more wondering about what God thinks about me. I am God's girl no matter what. And that is never going to change. That makes me relax and it makes me smile. It will do the same for you when you see God's true nature too. He is all good and always good. I hope you have an amazing day simply enjoying your relationship with Him. And by the way, making your Christian life all about your relationship with God instead of making it about what you do for God will actually catapult you to a higher place of effectiveness than you ever imagined possible. God's grace will take you far beyond your list of expectations. The New Living Translation of Romans chapter 8, verse 15 says, "You have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba Father." If you have not yet made Jesus your Savior and received the wonderful joy that His finished work on the cross has provided for you to live in, please visit my blog page titled Jesus in the Driver's Seat. On this page, I explain the good news of the gospel, and you will have the opportunity to pray a prayer of salvation, inviting Jesus to take over the driver's seat of your life and be your Lord and Savior. Jesus loves you and His arms are wide open.